We had to take that one extremely long because it's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
That's right. Yeah. Nikki, I got to tell you, Jason went shopping last night. They were supposed to go to football practice, but it was rained out. So he decided to go pick up dinner. What does everyone do on Tuesday?
Tacos.
Yes. Taco Tuesday. So he went to the store to buy the stuff for tacos, but we recently got half a cow, so we didn't need meat.
Right.
So we, I know, right? I feel like we're the same people now, Nikki. You totally
right.
get me.
Oh, you got half a cow down in the freezer.
That's right. They
you
put it all
buy
down.
That ground beef.
They got that home yesterday, put it in the freezer, locked Tay-Tay in the basement. I wake up from my nap. I'm missing a dog. I'm missing my husband and my son. I don't know where anybody is. I call them. And they locked Taylor in the basement accidentally by taking the meat down there. But that's okay. She's fine. And then I called them and found out they were grocery shopping. And then I get an alert on my phone. They must have checked out because $286 later.
Shut up.
Exactly. Do you see what I'm saying? What did he buy? Oh, I know. Tacos. Goodness. And no meat. Stuff for tacos.
My goodness.
Well, tell him what else he bought, though. Okay. He didn't just buy tacos.
Well, he bought tacos for the next year, all the ingredients. And then I'm looking, and he always gives me a hard time for, like, buying Nate stuff. And I look, and I see Madden 23, $68. I go, well, that's not tacos.
But they'll eat tacos while they're playing.
Exactly, right? So he did buy a video game for Nate. But still, that's over $200. And when I told him, I said, you spent $300. He goes, no, I didn't. I spent like $250. He always tries to go lower.
Yeah.
I'm like, $286 is closer to $300, buddy. I'm like, what else did you buy? He goes, well, I have to buy stuff that I like because you don't buy it for me anymore.
Oh.
What?
Christy!
You know what he bought, though? This is why I don't buy it for him anymore. He bought Kit Kats, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and he even bought some peanut M&Ms.
Oh, my gosh. That's like having crack in the house.
I know, right?
For me, it
that's
is.
Not that's not right. That's not right.
And that's why I don't buy those things.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
funny. Jason.
But he was cute because he made fancy tacos. He like made this rice dish with it, mixed it in with it, made a ton of meat, and bought all this, you know, extra stuff. So we didn't just have tacos. We had $300 tacos. Last
night. Oh, yeah, girl.
Yeah, $300
tacos. On that one.
Really? That's beautiful. I know.
This is why I don't send him to the store. This is why.
And it's so expensive. And guys, I've been shopping now at Price Right and Aldi because I am trying to save money wherever I can.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys tried either of those stores?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You go to Aldi here in Geneseo?
Oh, gosh, yes. I love the Aldi in Geneseo.
Yeah. There's some, I mean, we got Wegmans there. We got, my wife's been going to Walmart lately, Super Walmart.
That's where Jason went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he still spent $300 at Walmart?
At the Walmart. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to go there today. I got a couple of boys coming over for Friday afternoon and evening.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to do a little steaks on the grill.
Well, I'm going back there today and returning a video game.
Video. Are you really going to return
it? No, because you had to have a code to get in. It's not even out till Friday. And neither one of them grabbed that extra receipt, the activation code. So I'm like... Mm-hmm. Just use my card, put the card in, and then I go, I'll take this back tomorrow. Because he wanted to play. But they didn't get the activation code because they don't ever go to the store and they don't know what they're doing. They have no clue because it was on a card. And he goes, you're going to have to help Nate with this. And
oh,
I'm like,
my goodness.
Where's the code? That said it's on the receipt. I said it's not. But the charges. So I'm going back today. Do you need anything? I'll pick it up for you.
Couple of steaks, yeah.
Okay, good.
And some potatoes and some salad stuff and maybe some ice cream for dessert. And if you have any lobster tails there, yeah, grab them.
Oh, my goodness.
Does Walmart carry lobster tails?
I have no idea. No idea.
I have no idea either.
Have you guys checked out the price of steak recently?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why we got half a cow.
Yeah.
Get ready for some sticker shock on those steaks.
Yeah, I know.
What kind do you like? Do you like,
like
sirloin, strip? Okay. What about
you, Nikki? Filet mignon, too, but, you know.
Well, we all like filet.
I like a strip.
You like strip?
Yeah.
Yeah, the New York State strip steak, you know. So, yeah, I'm going to do it. Why not? You know, it's just...
It's a special occasion.
Well, you know, we're going to do some boating. We're going to do some hanging out, a little sitting around the campfire.
Oh, it's going to be fun. It's great.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
This is not a work night, though, right? When are you doing this?
It's a Friday night. Friday afternoon into evening.
Yeah, not to worry, Christine.
And then we'll breakfast on Saturday morning before we send them on their way. Yeah, it'll be stupid.
Oh, everybody's spending the night?
Yeah.
It's a sleepover.
It is.
It's so funny. You guys just missed it. You mentioned those words. A couple of years ago, you know, our friends Stephen and Annette come over most of the time, and they stay over, right? And a little the boy next door, he's the grandkid. He was 10 years old at the time. So he saw them on a Saturday at our house. And then the next morning, Sunday, he sees them and he goes, "Did you guys have a sleepover?"
That's so cute.
I love sleepovers. They're the best.
You know, you're going to go buy that food for dinner and for the like snacks and drinks. Yep. And you're going to spend a lot of money. Breakfast today, your wife's going to be like, get an alert on her phone. Why'd you spend $300 in the Walmart?
Did you buy some tacos? Because I'm serving $300 tacos.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, when Steve and them spend the night, if he falls asleep first, you got to put his underwear in the freezer.
Thanks, Nikki. Boys don't do things like that.
That's what we did. Christy, you didn't do this?
No.
The first person to fall asleep, they get their underwear in the freezer.
No.
Oh, that's cute.
Like the underwear they were wearing?
No.
I think maybe the underwear they brought for the next day. I don't know.
Okay, I hope so.
But that's what was a thing back in elementary school.
I do not
remember
that.
It never happened to me. Do you think I was the first one to fall asleep?
No.
Never.
You probably didn't ever go to sleep.
I know you, Nikki.
You got home and your mom went, "Woohoo, I get a day." She gonna be sleeping.
You know it.
But should be fun. All right, gang. I guess that.